What's up, everybody? Brought to my attention. Maybe should explain a little, one little major thing to everybody before we get going on this, and that would be my scatterbrain and people saying it's hard to follow. Well, fun fact: first TBI, or traumatic brain injury, was in Iraq in 2009, while I was there for OEF and OYF, end of IF, beginning of EF. Yeah, got to start in the middle to prove it and everything. Put my head through a slab of concrete, spider webbed it. Turned out bad for your brain. Follow that up with a second one when I got ran over on Thanksgiving Eve, because it was the eve of Thanksgiving in 2019. Oh yeah, the little scatter brain, even with this notes and stuff, I still see something and can go on it. But I promise you, if you actually stick along, stay there. Don't turn it off immediately when I start, going scatterbrain, because I have legitimate brain damage and some cognitive issues from it. I promise you, it all makes sense and I get there in the end, So now that's out of the way, and hopefully it makes more sense if I start, going off a little bit on tangent on one thing. It's because my brain's literally blown to smithereens. And you see that one ad for the game with Einstein and says, "What brain, kind of brain do you have? Damaged." That's what kind I have. So that explains that. And moving on from that to the main topic of the show, that would be veteran suicide. Once again, I said I'd get back to it. And, it's something that a lot of people, they just hear the number and, do the push-ups and do all the stuff for it, but no one actually, thinks of, ways to fix it or what the actual problem is. Or any of the things that could be causing it. Or, miraculously, there was a 2-year catastrophic dip in the numbers. Like, it got so much better that it was catastrophically better. Like, it was, what the hell is going on to make it that much better? I don't think catastrophic, cataclysmic. I don't know. The numbers were exponentially better, those things. But, no one understands, what can go in to the problem and things that people deal with. And if I see one more person say that veterans, that have some of these problems, that are living on the streets and all this stuff, chose that life. No, you choose to be a piece of shit. They volunteered to do shit, we all did, that you guys couldn't even fathom or dream of. Like, you complain when your coffee isn't, they mess up your order at a Starbucks or something, or they call you the wrong pronouns, people have strokes. Like, they don't know what hard is. And we didn't ask to have any of these things happen while we volunteered to do that. But, PTSD, TBI, some things, I know, understand a lot of many veterans, have a lot of these problems. Here we go. But some side effects of PTSD include flashbacks. Who doesn't want to remember the exact worst moment of their life repeatedly on loop? Avoidance, hypervigilance, if you didn't notice. Nightmares. A lot of people have them. Reoccurring phenomena. Traumatic brain injury. See how many of these I could check off the list. Makes more sense to people. Headache. Yep. Sensitivity to light and noise. Yeah. Nausea's on the list. Vomiting. Vision problems. Dizziness. Still have vertigo from getting run over. Still, if I move my head the wrong way. Everything starts from... It's really fun when it happens when you have over 100 pounds over your head pressing dumbbells. Super fun. And then the ones that are shared between, post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries, PTSD and TBI, there are some that, fall into both of them, and that would be irritability, cognitive deficits, high, insomnia. I can go 2, 3, 4 to L. We just went to Maryland and back one night. I was bouncing off the walls when we got back. Well, I didn't take my meds because something happened to that first one. Then something got even worse, the second one. It's fun when you can't ever sleep. Depression, every day. Fatigue and anxiety. Every day. Those are things that people don't think of. They just hear, like, again, they just tell people to move on, get over it. Like, but if people can't get over, simple little things that happen in life, how the hell are you supposed to be, get over not being able to sleep, depressed, anxiety, cognitive issues, migraines, vision issues, flashbacks, real things that we deal with every day, and most of us do deal with all the time. And we don't go out and, complain to the world about it. We just move on, and like everyone else, that again freaks out because their order's wrong at Starbucks or, anything. They're slightly inconvenienced, and all hell breaks loose. Tell you something, no, and look at all hell that breaks loose. And we deal with these things, you know, these problems, a lot of us every single day, and it's a major problem. And the numbers are getting worse again. I already went over the numbers, you know, between 2000 and 2018, we averaged 47, you know, the number went up by 47 every year for veteran suicides, which you got to think that's, you know, what, over 10 years? 10 years is 470 on average, you know, throw another 8 years, yeah, just under that. So, you know, under 900, you know, over 800, roughly-ish, 100, you know, extra suicides, you know, from 2000 all the way up to where the number was 2018. It's a big number. That's a big fucking problem, if I might say so myself. Then in the last 2 years, 19, 20, including the pandemic, there was over 300 less in 2019. And then we lost, the number was 330 less in 2020. So that's, you know, a decrease in over 600 just in that 2 year span. And then we, you know, in 2021, we saw a jump 110, and the numbers haven't even been released yet for 2022. We're probably never going to see the ones for 2023, even though they know them. But you can Google it, Bing it, do whatever you want. Well, they make it very difficult to find any of the numbers. Shocker, because numbers suck. But, you know, go back to those 2 years where, you know, the number decreased by over 600. Why would that happen? I can tell you from my experience. Doctors helped. You know, there at the end, I finally got a mental health doctor that didn't absolutely fucking suck. To be frank, didn't suck at all in any way. Hell, I had my first one for almost a decade. And by the time we were done, the bitch couldn't even pronounce my last name properly, because that's how little care she put into everything. Shout out to Doc Jocelyn Bastine, because you absolutely suck. Doc Hemphill, too bad she's not in the VA anymore. She could actually help people. She gave a damn. She actually listened. It's amazing how much, you know, it helps when it's not just, do you need iron pills? Are your pills working? Bye. Which is what most of us get. And suddenly that stopped happening. You know, the economy. People were making, what, I think, you know, on average, $8,000, $10,000 more dollars than they are right now because of the price of everything, inflation, everything, wages up, you know, taxes down. Businesses weren't, you know, we're going to raise your taxes. So then they're going to price us out the window. We're not being lied to about why, you know, inflation and things are happening, blaming it on, you know, Putin and everything else. But things were better, way better then. And we didn't feel helpless. We felt like, again, we could pay our bills. We had money left over. I got a bigger increase damn near in 1 month under Trump than I did in like the whole entire last year of Obama combined, like, you know, the VA stuff there. Yeah, money was coming in. Care was actually, you know, being better by the end of it there. Those last couple of years, I'll say, were exponentially better. You know, claims weren't coming back 1,000 times, and we didn't feel like, you know, the world was closing in on us and no one gave a shit. Surprising. Much better things get when you actually think that, you know, the doctors are supposed to be taking care of you and all these people are supposed to take care of the problems that were caused by, you know, you volunteering to go into battle for those cocksuckers. That's amazing how, you know, helpless you don't feel when it seems like someone actually gives a shit. And I could tell you from personal experience since then, they're not lying. They ran and they said everything was going to go back to normal. We go from, you know, the number finally decreasing after 18 years of not, and that's by over, you know, I think 305, I believe, was 2019, then 330 the next year. You know, so 600 more veterans were on the planet than would have been if the number, you know, that's exponential, 47 up to, you know, that's astronomical. And now we are back to normal, because in 2021, I mean, look where inflation, everything else was. Look how many, you know, helplessness. Look where we are now. You know, 110, the number went up 110 just in that first time. And we don't know about last year or this year, because the year's not over yet, obviously, even though I saw some people put out some numbers. It's physically impossible to put out, especially with FY, you could put out fiscal year numbers. Guess what? Fiscal year, long time ago past. Calendar year, when the CY23 numbers, how? It's December. Year's not over yet. Can't put out official calendar year numbers in December, because the calendar year's not over yet. I know. Hard thing to track, but they said it was going to go back to normal. And, you know, there's many of the problems that we had, you know, for years and years and years, especially in the VA. Holy shit. I got ran over the night before Thanksgiving 2019. I'm on my fourth primary care doctor. Been through four of them. And that doesn't include the time waiting in between. Like, I get a new doctor, they last one, maybe two appointments. And then I have to start over with the next person and build up the history. So then they can leave and I can start over again and over again and over again. And I lost my one, lost my primary care doctor. Again, hell, one of them told me, well, hopefully one day we could have a test to prove that you're actually in pain, like you say. But until then, deal with it. And that was the last thing he said to me, besides goodbye, when he told me he wasn't going to be my doctor anymore. Helpless, no one gives a shit. A lot of it. And we're right back to that. It's undeniable. The numbers are damning and they tell the truth. And no matter how much someone tries to spin the shit, because that's all they know how to do. Down 300 plus, you know, 305, 310, whatever it was, somewhere around there, roughly. Down 330, and suddenly up 110, and now God knows where. So the number went back up. And, you know, they're roughly 6,390 in 2021, which is up 110 from 2020. No numbers were out for 22, but we do have active duty numbers. And people be like, oh, the total of active duty service members that killed themselves went down. Like, yes, yes, it did. But the percentage per 100,000 service members went up 3%. Because even though that went down, the percentage, it was still a 3% increase. It means that still went up too. One reason that, you know, total went down is because we haven't hit our, I mean, the Army hasn't hit the recruiting numbers in like 7 years. I could just imagine where the rest of the branches are. Numbers in our military are down, so you know. But per 100K went up, which means that's getting bad. If you try to spin it and do anything around it, put Harry Sisson or any of the politicians in the world or anyone on, you know, the news media, and that's across the board, you're a scumbag and you're a piece of shit because it's only getting worse and you're lying to people about it, making people think it isn't getting worse. Fun fact, veterans still going up. Seniors going up. Why? Because they worked their whole life. Now they feel helpless because now they have no retirement. They lost everything. 401ks are down. Investments are down. No matter what they say, they're down. The numbers are there. They're proven. It makes you feel helpless. It feels like the whole world's closing in on you. No matter what the fuck you do, you're not going to get out of it. And it's not getting anything. Oh, look, we got a little better. And even their own people got interviewed on MSNBC with about the CPI going down, said, don't expect it to be the norm. Fuel prices are going back up. Everything's back up. Ooh, eggs went down a little. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. But everything else still absolutely sucks. There's people I know right now in some states that pay more, you know, that pay, you know, more than my mortgage payment for my house just in electricity, where they are because the price of, you know, fuel and all the things that power all those generators and the power, all these power plants to give people power is skyrocketed. We are in a worse spot. You can't deny it. You can't blame it on anyone else. Try to say the Putin price hike, what inflation and gas prices were through the roof before he invaded shit. So nice try. Really nice try. If you do that, you're a pile of shit. Pardon my French, but there's no other way to put it. You're a scumbag if you're trying to deny anything that's happening right now. And the veteran suicide numbers that are coinciding with everything going on, everything I'm saying, because there's no other facts about it. That's what causes it. Lonely, no matter how many people around you, you still feel alone. You feel helpless. You feel like nothing's getting better. Things keep getting worse. And you're already dealing with migraines, insomnia, depression, anxiety, all kinds of shit. And all the VA wants to do is just pump you pills or tell you something. We don't have a doctor for you, but we could put you on a list. And they don't call you for 6 to 9 months, not longer. By the time they do it, which is too fucking late because no one cares. And it's all broken and shitty. And that's just here in my area. Right outside Camp Lejeune, or Lejeune, however you pronounce it. Heard both ways. It was Lejeune for forever till right before I got out. No, it's Lejeune. Regardless, I'm right here by that. Second meth right there. And I know how shitty I'm getting cared for, so I can just imagine what other people get. I know a lot of people have gone through a lot of doctors and don't feel like anything's getting better. And nothing does get better. And even though there's just a little glimmer of hope, people that are dealing with all of those things from traumatic brain injuries and PTSD and stuff, you know, they're already dealing with enough on top of everything continuing to get worse and not getting any help from the people that said that they would help and promised to help. And they see people on the news lying and spinning and saying everything's honky-dory and everything's getting better. Well, guess what, world? It's not. The numbers would not be where they are if it wasn't getting worse. It's statistically proven. The numbers are proving it. Everything proves it. Not how you try to spin it. I'm tired of seeing it. Hell, right now, even their own, yeah, their BLS people for Biden admitted that over 70% of the manufacturing jobs created were actually people just going back to work. Shocker, because people going back to work isn't creating jobs. Or here's a good one. This is the most, highest percentage of people having to work multiple jobs, to make ends meet since the pandemic started. Yeah, now, because things are getting worse. And don't say, ooh, we got almost 200,000 new jobs last year. I know how many delivery trucks I've seen around here that have, seasonal workers, runners on the truck with the UPS or FedEx guys so they could scatter and run. He goes to this house, they go to that house. The seasonal jobs, they normally go up. I'd like to see, everything else actually go up, not just seasonally or these little things are saying we did this, even though it's people going back to work. Like, we need to actually understand this is not good. And no matter how you try to spin it, you're a pile of shit if you do, but it's not going to make it any better. I wish people would actually look at the stats because, hell, seniors and veterans, two people who don't want to see the suicide rate going up, an alarming rate. And it is. And yet everyone keeps lying and saying it's good. And that's probably where I should leave it. Because it's not going to get, it just can't change it, couldn't rearrange it. So there it was. Pretty sure I just stole that from Kid Rock. But, numbers are the numbers. Look them up if you don't believe me. And that's where I'll leave it. But thank you for watching or listening. No matter where you are, don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. There's a lot of them. Don't forget to check out the sponsors, Reaper Apparel Code, W Energy, Hodge Twins, Hold the Line. They're all there. Share the hell out of, that. Check out, share out all the platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, Spotify Podcasters, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Rumble, Overcast, or Audible. Make sure you share all of them. They're on the socials, whether it's Facebook, X, or Instagram. Find them, share them. I appreciate you. Follow all of it. And until we meet again, everybody, thanks for your time. Bye.